less.
If you would like tell me, how did you get your calling and how did you know that was the calling to preach, and what did you do about it?
Yeah. Right, okay. If you want the long version or the shorter version.
The shorter version.
I'll try and keep it as brief as possible. I come from a Christian family. I am at least four, if not five generations Methodist, or even more, I don't know. So I grew up in a Christian family, Christian household. Two of my mother's brothers were ministers, so that's the sort of background that I've been coming from. I can remember having an argument with my mother about Sunday school, about not wanting to be in Sunday school when I was 13 or 14, and she said, "Well, you must come into church, and for the full service then, miss the Sunday. You're not going to miss out on church." And I thought, okay, fair enough. So I would be in listening to a service, a preacher or a minister. And after a while, I can remember thinking, on more than one occasion, you know, I could do better than this person up here.
Yeah.
I think that was just the folly of youth, to be honest, certainly when I found out what was involved. Maybe I could have done a bit better in some respects, but probably not. So I guess certainly from round about that time, I thought that I could be involved in some way, shape or form. That way in the church. So it had been going through my mind for quite a lot. I would think that God was pointing me in the general direction. Now, whether it was just the type of person I am or what, I don't know. But nothing much happened in that sort of thing for quite a while. I was involved actually with this church when I was a lot younger. And one of our former ministers, the Reverend Jack Bates, at one particular point, he just sort of cornered me and said, "Had I ever thought about going into local preaching?" And of course I had, but never in any real thought-provoking way myself. Just, I guess, from sitting and observing and one thing and another. I sort of thought about it and then sort of kicked my heels and thought about it, and it was about another 7 years. We had a weekend here where we had a group of people come in from another church somewhere, I can't exactly remember, and during that weekend I thought, you know, this is going to be something that I've felt called to. It's now the time for me to okay, put my hands up and say, "Yeah, you've got me, Lord. I'm willing to go on." So I approached the minister then, which was Jeff Thomas, and he got me to the local preachers meeting, which was the December meeting in 1991, and Eric Mason, who was the superintendent minister then, happily agreed that I could have a note to preach. So I became, I was put on note for the following year, I guess, and a chap called Reverend Gary Ridley was my supervisor. And it went from there, and obviously I did the studies, and then in 1995 I was a fully accredited local preacher.
So, through your study and your doing services, do you think, if you look back, it's really what God was calling you for? Or
well, although I was from a Christian family, I don't know whether I, looking back, was truly a Christian sort of person. Catherine and I have been going to Greenbelt Christian Arts Festival. I first went in 1982, and through various things that had happened in my life and then, I made a commitment to Jesus. And that was in a field in the middle of Bedfordshire, somewhere like that, Hertfordshire. And as a consequence, one thing that I felt called to do was to read the Bible every day. So I got, eventually got a book with a daily devotional type thing. So I started on that. So effectively, almost apart from the occasional time, I must admit that I have forgotten, I've done some form of daily devotional since 1982. So there's a lot of things that have been going in there. And I certainly believe that this was, without really me knowing at the time, God preparing me for being a local preacher and being able to use the wealth that he's provided me through other people, through publications and one thing and another. So I feel I can stand up there in the pulpit and say something without feeling that it's rubbish, so to speak.
So what inspires you, like, for generally for preparing your service?
I do enjoy doing it. I mean, I suppose I don't get a great deal of opportunity to be creative. And I look upon it as something I can do to create. I know it might sound a bit odd. I've been involved over years. I've been involved with pantomime and stuff like this, and I've been singing with choirs for the last 37 years or something like this. So I've certainly been able to project my voice, but I sort of get inspired to put on a show. Now, I don't view it as a show, but it's sort of a little bit like that. That you are doing it. I'm not trying to make out that I'm doing it purely and everybody will applaud at the end of it and things like this. But it's sort of a similar sort of thing to do. And I want to get it as best I can. So I sort of, some of the things that I might read or look up or hear, it surprised me. I have some wonderful local preachers in our circuit. Some of them I disagree with, some of them who I do agree with, who can inspire you to thinking of something for your own services. But I would never want to copy them, purely and simply because you've got to be yourself.
Yeah.
You really have to. You know, I was at a family wedding a couple of weeks ago, and the father of the bride was my uncle, one of the ministers I mentioned, and I happened to say to him that I don't know how the conversation went, but I happened to say to him that I felt he was probably one of the greatest preachers I've ever come across. He's absolutely wonderful. And if I could emulate him in some way, in my thoughts, he certainly has inspired me over the years. Not that I've been involved with many of his services, but every time he's sort of moved me into thinking, you know, that's the way he says things and gets things across. I don't know about anybody else, but they certainly have done it for me on more than one occasion. And he has been able to grab me. And I think this is about that. He very much, and of course other ministers as well, you know, and other preachers. But him very much so, yeah. So.
Thank you, Les, for giving me your time. It really has been inspirational.
That's okay.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.